Life insurance agents across the country say they're fielding lots of calls from people who want more coverage. Sales of life insurance policies had been falling off this year until September 11th. It's too soon to draw firm conclusions, but it seems more policies have been selling since the attacks. NPR's Gretchen Cook reports.
Shortly after she heard that hijacked jets had slammed into the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, Stephanie Lewin doubled the life insurance policy on her husband Howard, who manages dialysis clinics around the country.
The likelihood of something happening seemed a little more imminent, and we have two small children, and there would be no way that he would curtail his work. He's in charge of saving people's lives, and that's a very important thing. So he wasn't going to stop, and I didn't believe there was any reason my children's lives should have needed to stop should anything happen to him.
The Potomac, Maryland couple is not alone. Agents like Jeffrey Conley in Bethesda, Maryland, say they're seeing a lot more interest in life insurance these days.
Generally, we have a couple calls a week, few calls a week for life insurance. Now we're having several calls, maybe a day, and a lot of quotations, a lot of interest is being brewed, unfortunately, from the 9/11 tragedy.
State Farm's Cindy Scafidi in Silver Spring, Maryland, says the same people who used to consider life insurance agents a nuisance may now give the business a new look.
We are almost the plaid jacket used car salesman kind of people, that we're trying to sell people stuff that they don't need. And when really the reality of the fact is everyone's going to need life insurance. At some point, we're all going to die.
The rush on life insurance is not just in places like Washington and New York. The Medical Information Bureau, which collects data on policyholders, says it's seeing a significant increase in life insurance applications nationwide. Herb Perrone, with the American Council of Life Insurers, reports a 40% jump in inquiries. He doesn't expect this spike to be short-lived, as it has been with other catastrophes.
The events of September 11th really reminded us all, in a very dramatic and compelling way, how precious life is and how unexpectedly it can end. Young people, old people, you know, black, white, male, female, it makes no difference.
While there were thousands of claims related to the terrorist attacks, the payouts were not a significant problem for life insurers. Each year they pay out on more than 3 million claims. The families of the September 11 victims also received benefits within the usual one-week period. Consumer advocates say the industry has improved by educating agents and selling policies better tailored to people's needs. And while there's nothing wrong with reconsidering one's risks in the wake of the attacks, they advise people to look at which life insurance products are most appropriate. Gretchen Cook, NPR News, Washington.